God. Amen. He's real, He's alive, and He's in our midst. Can you say an amen to that? Yes, let's give the Lord praise. So I can tell you that, you know, I've been listening to these preachers on TV. We've been watching a lot of stuff. I've recorded a fair amount of stuff, and we've been showing it on a Wednesday night. And obviously we've been watching stuff during our fast to give ourselves a bit more spiritual input so that we can grow. We need to grow during this time. It can't just be about not eating. Okay, so you've got to be growing. Has anybody experienced a time of growth in their life in the last 2 weeks so far? Can I see a show of hands? I can see a few hands going up. Amen. That is God's plan. That is God's plan for these times. We will grow. The church is here to equip you, to equip the believers to be able to share the gospel. Live victorious Christian lives. Amen. So, I lost my track of thought here. What on earth? Anyway, we've been watching these things. And these guys say, we come and stand up here in fear and trembling. It's still too high. Well, I come in fear and you look at them and they're fantastic preachers. They come in fear and trembling. This morning I come with a bit of fear and trembling. I've put together this message. So I don't know how I'm going to get through it. It's already 10 past 10. But that's the Holy Spirit's fault. So it's in His hands. With fear and trembling, because it's a word that I know is going to change our lives. Is it a fantastic, spectacular word that I'm going to preach with all sorts of eloquence? Probably not, okay? But it's an important word. And I'll tell you how I know. I know because of the attacks that have happened in the week. I know because of the attacks that happened when I was preparing it. I prepared my messages on Friday morning. And towards the end, I could barely keep my eyes open. So I hope the message is not going to be boring. No, it was the enemy. He didn't want me to wrap it up. I know if I look around and I see how many people are missing from church this morning, the enemy preys on those who in a weak moment will take a worldly thought and say, I don't need to go to church today. I've got something else that's more important. I'm telling you, we've been studying about it. Conrad spoke about the world and the flesh. Enemy uses those things against you and I. And I'm telling you, if you think about it, you'll identify it in your life. It's time we took authority. The title of the message today is, and I hope you can read it, A City on Fire. Aren't you impressed with my skills of putting that thing together? I go on the internet and I find something. But I needed a font that was on fire, so I searched for a fire font and I found one. Isn't it awesome? But this week, what a tumultuous week in the city. Amen? Even the house across the road here burnt. All right? And people were in the streets and riots and lawlessness. Because what was done was lawlessness. Okay? It was lawlessness. You might have had a little twinge in your heart that says, yes, it's about time. And even I might have had that thought. But it's wrong. It's from the devil. Because when you break the laws of the land, you go against God's word, which tells us to obey the law of the land, unless it is contrary to God's word. That's the only time you have a right to break the law of the land. Did you know that? I'm not hearing a whole lot of amens yet, church. Ons moet nou wakker word, okay? We cannot be children of God and serve God in our own terms and do what we like and then when it suits us, forget what God says. We're going to go with the crowd. We're going to throw stones. We're going to set houses on fire. We're going to cause damage. Amen? What did God say about the people's businesses that were looted? And the innocent child that died because of being hit, I think, by a rubber bullet or something. Was that God's plan? No. So, we have had a tumultuous. I'm going away from the script here. But there are problems in this town. Prostitution, human trafficking, drugs, crime, and the police's lack of interest or ability to do something about it. So anarchy reigned. And the police minister himself said, how can we blame the people from taking the law into their own hands when our own police are not doing what they're supposed to do? Now I'm not standing here to make a political statement, okay? That's just context. We've got no idea what they go through. We don't know what they are doing that we don't see. Amen? So, I'm not saying that. But damage was done. Houses were burnt. Cars were burnt. A satellite police station was burned. Shops were looted. Rocks were thrown. I tried to drive to work. When did it happen? On Monday. On Tuesday morning, I tried to drive to work. There were boulders all over the road and all sorts of rubbish. If a Christian does a protest, it's got to be a peaceful protest. I wrote a blog post and I WhatsApped you. I hope you went and read it. Because I've got a Christian opinion. And as Christians, we should have an opinion. Do you have an opinion, church? Is it a godly opinion? And I used this scripture. I said in my blog post, the law was broken, and just because people were frustrated, two wrongs will never make a right. Romans 12, verse 17 to 19 says this, repay no one evil for evil. Have regard for good things in the sight of all men. If it is possible, as much as depends on you, live peaceably. Not burning people's houses down with all men. Beloved, do not avenge yourselves, but rather give place to wrath. He has the answer, church. For it is written, vengeance is mine. I will repay, says the Lord. God has not given us permission to take things into our own hands. He said, give way to? What? Can I hear it? What? Say it loud. Wrath. No, that's not loud. Can I hear it? Wrath. God's wrath. God's wrath. Not your wrath. Not my wrath. God's wrath. This is what we don't understand. We say everything's wrong. Everything is out of place. We better do something. God's not doing anything. God said, my timing is not as yours, nor are my thoughts. But wrath will come. We think when we go on sinning and sinning and sinning, getting away and getting away and getting away with, ach, I'll just sin again. No, you better be careful, because wrath is coming, church. We better wake up. Our role is to walk in love and kindness, so that we reflect the character of our Heavenly Father. Jesus was prophesied of him in Isaiah, a bruised reed he wouldn't break, and smoldering snuff he would not snuff out. Smoldering wick he would not snuff out. As I pondered the events in our city, I wrote about I Do Right. Remember the campaign, I Do Right? If you and I just do right. And the Lord gave me this word, and this is what's going to make it a bit long. Okay? And I wrote it down. He gave me this word, and I wrote it as though he gave it to me, but he gave it to us. I'm starting a mighty work and a return to righteousness. When people start returning to righteousness, they return to me, and revival comes. You are on the brink of revival. Ask my spirit to fan the flames. Soon the city will be on fire. Not with natural fire, but with spiritual fire. Demonic strongholds will be burned to the ground. Watch me. I am at work. Work with me, Keith. I'm about to show my mighty hand again. That is God's word. And when he said, work with me, Keith, I believe he's talking about us as a church. We need to work with God. We need the city to be on fire. We need the demonic strongholds to be burned down to the ground, to ashes and dust, and destroyed once and for all. You see, what has happened here is a temporary fix. For a little while, the drug dealers will be running around and scurrying around and looking for another place from which they can peddle their stuff. For a little while, they're going to run around to see where they can hide those poor women caught into prostitution because they're hooked on drugs, and find a place to hide them and keep them abused. For a little while, the crime will stop while they are regrouping and finding a new place from which to work. But sooner or later, it's going to start again. Why? Because it was fixed man's way and not God's way. Yes, I want to hear you saying amen. Church, it's time that we stood up and said it's got to be God's way or the highway. Amen. It's only God's way that's going to work. Doesn't matter what man does. It's only God's way. That's it. Say it. Only God's way. And that is why we've got to buy into I Do Right. You and I have got to change in our thinking. How many times did I look at my speedometer this week and say, oh, I better slow down. Because I was doing it my way. I want to get there faster. My way, not God's way. How many times did you in anger say something to somebody this week? Instead of going and praying. And going back to them and saying, I love you, my wife, my child, my colleague. Forgive me. Forgive me. If you and I are going to have a lasting victory, if we're going to see a city on fire, and a city on fire has got, it says about two things, okay? Number one, it says about demonic strongholds being destroyed, but it speaks about the zeal of God coming and the fire of God falling and a city coming to a place of revival. There cannot be revival while wickedness prevails. You can't have the two. It's like oil and water. They don't mix. You can shake them for a while. The water will go white, and after a while, up comes the oil again. Amen? Sadly, if you try and mix righteousness with wickedness, the wickedness will remain. We've got to deal with the wickedness. Get rid of it properly. Get rid of it properly. Think of King Joash. The prophet said, Elisha said to him, you must beat those arrows on the ground. He beat the ground three times, and the prophet was angry with him. He said, now you will have victory three times of your enemies. If you'd hit it four or five times, you would have had continual victory. We need to sort the enemy out. We need to deal with it properly. In this city, we've dealt with strongholds in the past, church. Years and years ago, we dealt with strongholds in this town. You know what happened? The Christians stopped praying. They stopped dealing with it. And other strongholds built their way up. And now we've got problems with crime, with prostitution, with drugs, with familial abuse, with corruption, theft. There's a spirit of theft in the city. You can't leave anything out, not even the church. They steal everything. Even the poor people who got nothing. There's people in this church that live in the Tower of Life. They'll tell you, if they don't guard their little bit that they've got, they'll steal that too. It's worth how much? They'll steal. It's a spirit of theft. So what do we do? What do we do to set the city on fire in the spirit? The first thing is we need to put off our own deeds of darkness. We've heard a lot of that in the last 2 weeks. We've heard a lot about how we tear down strongholds. On Wednesday night, we dealt with even it's demonic, the hold that he has, bondage. We dealt with it on Wednesday night. We cannot help others when we come with a judgmental and self-righteous approach that says we are right and they are wrong. We need to deal with the sin in our own lives, church. We have strongholds of our own that need to be burnt to the ground. We need the fire of God to rise up in us. Can I hear an amen? This is meant to be an exciting message, okay? Romans 13, verse 11 to 14 tells us, and do this, knowing the time that now it is high time to awake out of sleep. Church, we need to be awake. For now our salvation is nearer than when we first believed. And that's the truth. The night is far spent. The day is at hand. Therefore, let us cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk properly. Church, let us walk properly. I do right as in the day, not in revelry and drunkenness, not in lewdness and lust, not in strife and envy, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill its lusts. God is calling us to wake up from our sleep. It's time to do away with compromise. It's time to do away with the works of the flesh. That was a small summary of the works of the flesh. You want to go and read about the works of the flesh? Go and read in Galatians chapter 5 about the works of the flesh and the fruit of the Spirit later on. Go and read about the detail. But the summary is this. Summary is those things, the works of darkness, revelry, drunkenness, lewdness and lust, dirty jokes, filth, pornography, lustful thinking, strife and envy, jealousy, wanting what other people have got, mocking other people, running other people down. Put on the Lord Jesus Christ. God is calling us to wake up and to do away with a half-hearted approach to Christianity. Church, we've got a half-hearted approach. And I can tell you that, and I'm going to say it. I've thought, should I say it? Shouldn't I say it? Should I say it? Shouldn't I say it? I'm concerned. I don't want to offend you and cause you to say, I'm going to another church. But let me talk to you honestly this morning, church. When we sit here week after week and say we're going to get involved and we don't. When we sit here week after week and hear, come and pray with us and we don't. When we sit here week after week and we say, share what you've got with other people. We hear it week and we don't do it. What are we? We're lukewarm Christians. It's not going to cut it. It's not going to cut it. We've got to come to church. We've got to pray together. Where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am in their midst. Amen. A prayer meeting this morning. Come on. Prayers, where are you? No, we'll let the other people pray. It's their job. It's your job, church. Huh? Am I stepping on your toes this morning? I can't apologize. I can't apologize because we need to stand up and be counted. We use every single excuse we can find. No, I've got a headache this morning. No, my leg is sore. No, I don't have enough petrol. And I live within a kilometer of the church. Come on, church. We need to deal with the deeds of darkness in our own lives. We can't say it's them and us. A sin is a sin. Compromise is compromise. Lukewarmness is lukewarmness. It's not hot and it's not cold. Whew, ain't a pain. This is not in the message. You can beat me on the way out of the church this morning. I must tell you, to get dressed in our armor, we've been hearing about the armor of God. We want to put the city on fire. Spiritually, we better come dressed as soldiers. Can't come dressed as a civilian. Halachan yuskit. We must cast off the works of darkness. That's what that scripture says. And we must put on Jesus Christ. He is our armor of light. Dark must go. The time of darkness is nearly over. The time of light is coming. We need to be ready. Shout with me, say ready. Hallelujah. I want to ask my wonderful assistant Susan to come forward. Isn't she beautiful? Can you give her a hand? I warned her that I'd call her Susan this morning. I could have called her Cheryl, but I would have got a clap. And you may be seated. You see my wonderful assistant Susan. She's a soldier in the army of God this morning. She's a soldier. She desires the Lord. She's been Daniel fasting with us. She's been praying, Lord, give me victory. Tear down the strongholds in my life. I want to put on the sandals of readiness of the gospel. We're talking light and darkness. What is light represented by in color? White. What is darkness represented by? What color are her shoes? She's been saying, come on, walk up and down the stage here for me. She's been saying, I'm putting on the armor of God. But in the meantime, she's been treating me badly. She's been skinnering to Shirley. Ah! She's been skinnering to Shirley. She's been looking at the poor people in the church and saying, oh, what are they doing there? Okay? She's been mocking somebody. She speaks about Josh's girlfriend behind her. Okay? Don't worry. And the discussion on the way home from church in the morning is about how bad the congregation is. She's walking in those shoes of... But she says, Lord, I've put on the shoes of your truth, the gospel of truth. So, Mrs. Williams, my beautiful assistant Susan, I want you to... No. Put these on. Put these on. You don't want to take those on, so just put those on over it, please. Try it. Come on. Put them on. Come on, man. Yeah, can I help you? Maybe it's the other. Maybe give me the other foot. Oh, no, that's the wrong shoe. Let's try this one. Let's see. What's wrong here, church? What's wrong with this picture? How will she ever get on those sandals of the gospel of peace? How will she get them on? She needs to take the other ones off. Why didn't you do that in the first place? There goes all the skinnering. There goes, shame, can I help you? Treating me badly. Look at this. How easy is that? How easy is that? It's not in properly. You can fall. Okay. Let's see if she can walk now. Okay. Praise the Lord. Can we give the Lord a hand? Sure. What do you need to do with those ones? Chuck them. Chuck them away. Chuck them down in here, in the congregation. Just chuck them. That's it. Now, my child, you can walk in peace. Church, do you get the idea? You cannot put on the armor of light over deeds of darkness. It's not going to work. You need to deal with the sin in your life. That's the first prong of our approach. We cannot walk in compromise. Why am I preaching this? Probably for the fifth time as a church, we're hearing this now since we started the fast. Because people have nodded, they've clapped their hands, they've said amen, and they've gone home, and nothing has changed. Nothing has changed. It's time for us to change. Can I hear an amen? So my challenge to you this morning, are we trying to wear two pairs of shoes at once? We cannot fight the darkness if we are still wearing the deeds of darkness. We've got to put on the armor of life. And that means we've got to take off the other stuff. Secondly, we need to take the city. So we're dealing with the flesh, and now we're going to deal with the world. Okay? Secondly, if we want the city to be on fire, and I've been shouting far too much, we must take the city. God has a compassion on the city. For the sake of time, I'm not going to read the full scripture. God reminded me one morning this week about the city of Nineveh. It was a wicked city. It was a city where the heathens lived, okay, where the Gentiles lived. They were a city of people that oppressed the Israelites. When God went to the prophet Jonah and said, go to Nineveh, Jonah ran the other way. Why? Was he scared to prophesy? No. He was scared what would happen when he prophesied. He knew those people in Jonah. If they heard that God's judgment was coming, they would turn from their wicked ways and they would change and they would repent and God would relent. Isn't that the truth? Isn't that where, if you want to go and read it, you can go and read about it in Jonah 3, verse 3 to 10. I'm not going to read it. I want to tell you this morning, God was telling me that morning that the city is like the city of Nineveh. This is a city that God says there's great wickedness here. It's a great city. Lots of people, lots of wickedness. Satan is covens. We just bind that in the name of Jesus right now. And every satanic attack over this church and over this people right now, in the name of Jesus, we have authority. And anybody sitting here right now that's representing that, we just bind that, we make it null and void, and we confess salvation over your life. Okay, that's what we do. All right, this is a great city, but great judgment is coming. Great judgment, if we carry on the way we are, great judgment is coming. There will be a destruction. But God says, I've got a plan for the city. I've spoken about revival for years. I've got a plan. I've put you in the city. Why? So that you can be part of the darkness? No, so that you can be the light in the city. You are the Jonas. Stop running away from it. Get involved in the city. Set the city on fire for the kingdom of God. Come and pray for the city. Come when we go and walk on the 10th in this city and we lead people to Jesus. Come. It's part of what God is doing. There's a revival coming to Krugersdorp. But you know what? We need to be God's Jonas. We can't be running in the other direction. Amen. Amen. What about we need to stand account? God planted us here. He gave us a purpose. We've all been set apart with good works to do. We're going to stand account one day. What are we going to do, church? We need to set the city on fire for God. Hallelujah. He's called us. He's called you and I to be victorious warriors. Say, I'm a warrior. I'm victorious. I've got purpose. I'm God's child. And I will win. Hallelujah. He's called us to be a voice. I want to ask you to make part of the focus of your fast next week. We've got a week left, church. Fast and pray for the city. Fast and pray for the city. Fast and pray for the city. Come on, can I hear an amen? Amen. If you haven't started fasting yet, then fast. Take a couple of days and somebody do a water fast. Forget the Daniel fast. Do a proper fast. Fast and pray. You live in the city. So do your children. So does your family. So do your friends. So is your house. What if they say next week, oh well, we've decided we're against the church because some church in Polokwane has got a pastor that's praised doom in the people's face. We are going to act against all the churches. We're going to go and burn the churches down and we're going to find the Christians' houses and burn them down. It could happen. It could happen. That's why this anarchy that took place this week with them burning the houses was not good. Because what about when the tables are turned? So if you felt good about what happened, let me tell you, you need to go and repent. Yeah, is the penny dropping? How do we set the city on fire in the spirit? Too often God's people find themselves in a defensive position. Protect me, Lord. Keep me safe, Lord. We were dealing with it this morning. The enemy's been oppressing our people. He came to rob, kill, and destroy. But we've got to get to the place where we're in the abundance of God's life for us. How do we get there? God's plan is not for us to be always on the defensive. Yes, we've got a shield of faith with which we ward off the fiery darts of the enemy. But we've got a sword of the Spirit too. We've got to go forward. We've got to march forward in God's army. Amen. When you leave a handful of people to pray church, you are not enlisting yourself in God's army. You are not. Because the army marches together. If you want to be a soldier on your own, you are exposed. You'll be surrounded by 10 of the enemy and they will sort you out. But when we stand together, when we come together as a church, when we say, I will pray, I will be part of what God is doing, I will come to the services, I won't just sort of stay away, then you become part of the army. Otherwise, you're a deserter. Sure, gaan julle terugkom volgende week. They prayed for me to preach as the Holy Spirit gave me utterance this morning, okay? I'm doing what... I can't apologize. God's word says, yeah, every war consists of an offense and a defense, not just a defense. You can't be on the run all the time. The gates of hell shall not prepare against the church. Amen. And the violent shall take God's kingdom by force. It's an act of war. We've declared war. And yes, the enemy is responding to it. Great. Because if he wasn't responding, we are doing zip in the spiritual realm. We have caused him to sit up and take notice of Christian Heritage Church. Amen. Are you man or woman or Christian enough to say, well, I'm not going to turn my back and run. I'm going to stand regardless of the onslaught. Are you, church? Are you? Are you willing to say, I'm going to get out of my comfort zone in 2 weeks' time and go and walk on the streets? Not so easy to answer, hey? Amen. The last time we did it, 2 of us arrived here. So I'm trusting we're going to see more of us here. And yes, you can say, I've got lots to do. Yes, I've also got lots to do, church. But we've got a calling for the city. 2 Corinthians 10 verse 45. We read it. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal. They're not worldly. But they're mighty in God for tearing down, pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity in the obedience of Christ. There are three things in that scripture. Number one is, we must pull down strongholds. Then what must we cast down? Arguments and high things. Demons, demonic forces, demonic power, and wrong Christian thinking. Right? The final thing we need to do is we must... What happens when you take a city? They would have in the old days, the king would march in the front, there'd be a victory parade, and all the captives would walk behind them naked and made a fool of and laughed at and despised in his train. Amen? You take captives. That is an act of war. That's not an act of this. It's an act of war. Casting down. Throwing down, pulling down. Church, we've got to start doing that. That's how we're going to set the city on fire in the Spirit. Amen. Are you with me? How do we tear down strongholds? We take the places that the enemy has gained authority in our own lives and we get rid of them. We surrender them to Jesus. How do we cast down arguments and high things? We pray against the things that stand against the truth in the city. In the prayer meeting this morning, somebody prayed for the mayor. And the councils. We need to do that. That's how we cast down the high things. Because it's those high things. It's those demonic forces. It's those strong men that influence the political system. And cause it to go one way or another way. We need it to go our way. The Christian way. And then our taking captive thoughts. We need to take the wrong thinking in the city. And take it captive. Yes, we need to legalize prostitution so we can manage it. Rubbish! You've got to get rid of prostitution. It's abuse of women. Those women are treated as things. Men go and they... It's a chamos. I don't even want to talk about it. You can't legalize it and say it's all okay. How did they get there in the first place? They were hooked on drugs. They need money. So they were convinced to sell their bodies so they can get money for their addiction. You need to deal with addiction. There's only one true way of dealing with addiction. It's for people to be healed. And delivered in the name of Jesus Christ. Can I hear an amen? Amen? We've got a name to declare in this city. Jesus is Lord. What are the weapons of our warfare? We spoke about them. Did you go through your book yesterday morning? Did you read what the weapons are? What's the first weapon? Come on, can I hear somebody shout it? Shout it so I can hear. First weapon, prayer. The first weapon is prayer. Prayer is a power, probably one of the most powerful offensive weapons. When we use it, we wage offensive. We can use it for protection, but we can use it to bind the powers of the devil. In Jesus' name. And we lose victory over this because you've got to do binding and loosing. We pray for nations, for people, for against strongholds, against demonic forces. We set it on fire in the spiritual realm. Praise and worship is a form of prayer. Think of Joshua and his people. They started to praise and worship. And what happened? Victory came. The sword of the Spirit, the Word of God. We need to use God's Word. Greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world. I have authority, Luke 10:19, over all of the power of the enemy. I will trample on snakes and scorpions and demons and all of the rubbish of the kingdom of darkness, and they will by no means hurt me, so I can start marching forward as a soldier in God's army. It's no more of this. It's time to move on to this. Amen. Hallelujah. The third one is the mind of Christ. Listen to this scripture, 1 Peter 4 verse 1. Therefore, since Christ suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourselves. The mind of Christ is a weapon. You need to arm yourselves also with the same mind. For he who suffered in the flesh has ceased from sins. 1 John 3 verse 8. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested that he might destroy the works of the devil. Jesus came to destroy, not to just push back, to destroy it, to set it on fire, a city on fire. Amen. Are you with me, church? Now I want to just tell you, that mind, what was the mind of Christ Jesus? He had the mind. He was one-track minded. I'm going to the cross. What did that entail? Suffering, torture, mockery, humility, and death. We must arm ourselves with that same mind. I've spoken to you this morning about mobilizing yourself, not sitting back anymore. It's that kind of mindset that says, I don't need to go to prayer meeting. I can stay at home. It's uncomfortable for me to go somewhere. I think I'll just miss out that one. Are you with me? We need to arm ourselves with a different mindset. A mindset that says, well, if it takes sacrifice, if I've got to crucify the flesh, if I've got to do what Jesus did, I will do it. That's the mind of Christ. It's a mindset of sacrifice. Say sacrifice. Say it again, sacrifice. 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 I want to ask you this morning, church, are you willing to sacrifice? Don't just say yes. God's listening. Pulling down and casting down, we spoke about it earlier on. It's a weapon. What we do is we tear down the demonic strongholds. We've been doing so. We've been confessing the rubbish in our lives. We've been repenting. Not just, we're adding a mindset change. Lord, I'm not going back. I don't want that stuff no more. When the thought comes, oh, I take that thought captive. I've been doing it, church. If I can do it, then so can you. Amen? Yeah. Amen. Because you're not holier than thou. We're all the same. For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Are you with me? Yeah. Hallelujah. We cast down those things. Some of the strongholds in our city that need to be cast down are drugs, prostitution, human trafficking, Poverty. We need to cast down those strongholds. Abuse, family abuse, and theft. That thing of theft. Years ago, what did we deal? We dealt with the spirit of conflict in the city because of the battles that happened in the past. The enemy takes things that happened in the past and uses them as a legal door. We need to break these things. We prayed about the ley lines. We prayed at the gates to the city, and we got victory. But church, we need to do it again. So in the months that come, we're going to be doing this stuff. Church, are you willing to do it? Are you willing to get involved? Are you saying, I'm signing up for the army of God? Or are you going to say, I'm going to be a civilian and I'm going to sit by and watch? What happens when they come to burn your house? You say, where's the army of God? No, but they're praying at the outskirts of the city. They're not here. They're praying for the city as a whole. Sorry, you were invited. Say that's wrong. But you know what? What about the parable of the virgins? One day God is going to say, you were invited, but you didn't come. So why is it not relevant today? Grace? No, it's disobedience. Are you with me, church? It's time we heard the truth of God preached, and we align ourselves with the truth of God. Sixth, the fifth one is binding and loose. We can bind things and we can loose them. The seventh one is the powerful and wonderful blood of Jesus Christ. Revelation 12 verse 11 says, they will overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word. This is the only one that is linked to that word overcome. We will war with all the other things. But when we use the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, we overcome. We win. Don't you want to win? We need to take that name of Jesus and declare his blood through the city. And we need to pray for people. Say, we've washed you in the precious blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus stand against every demonic stronghold in this city. We tear you down in Jesus' name. Our testimony is that Jesus Christ is the Lord of lords and the King of kings. He won the victory on the cross. He made an absolute fool of Satan on the cross. We are victorious. There is an eternity for us. And God's kingdom will prevail and will not be overcome by the deeds of darkness. Amen. We need to declare those things. God has given us a testimony. It's the evidence. If you go to a court case, you've got to give a testimony. If you go to a court church and you need to prove your Christianity, will you be able to? Are you ready? That's how we tear down the strongholds. That's how we set things on fire in the spiritual realm. And then finally, the name of Jesus. Mark 16:19. And these signs will follow those who believe. In my name they will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. We will cast out demons. That's an act of war. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And I just pray that the Lord will make you stronger and me stronger, and that we will just say, out in Jesus' name. And I can see it happening. It's coming more and more and more. And people come in this church and they're bound and they've got demons inside of them and they get freed and they, off they go. They free people. It's free people, free people. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Can I ask those that are going to be baptized this morning to come and get ready? As I get ready to. So, like I said, I came with this meeting message with fear and trepidation. I've said some tough things that were not in my notes this morning. I cannot apologize for a church. And Father, and just take it this way. It's because we're in a time of warfare. I remember when we were in the army, we hated those corporals. They yacked us. They had a word for it, a swear word, which I won't repeat. But they made us run up and down till we were physically sick. We didn't like it. But when we got on the battleground, we were ready. Our minds were ready. Our bodies were ready. Our willingness, we were all gung-ho. And sometimes we need to hear the hard stuff that's not so nice to hear. So yes, I've said we must wake up. Yes, I've challenged you. Yes, I've said, are you doing the right stuff? Yes, I've challenged you regarding sin. Yes, I've challenged you regarding your commitment. Sometimes that's necessary. Vandag is ek die korporaal. Okay, are you with me? I'm just doing what I've got to do. God says there's victory for you, church. God says there is grace. Don't worry, it's not all this heavy stuff. It's not all of this pressure. It's not all this hard stuff. But you've got to go through it so that you can get to the better stuff. Does that make sense? So I'm trying to stir you up, church. I'm trying to wake you up. Are you awake? Are you going to run? Are we going to take this city? What about your own life? Are you going to take down the strongholds? Are you going to get victory in the strongholds in your life? Yes, we are. Yes, we are. Yes, we are. Because we are more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. We are overcomers. We've got his name. We don't have to bow down to Satan. We bow before our King in heaven. He is the one that makes us victorious. Hallelujah. There's victory for you. There's victory for you. There's victory for you. The enemy will no longer prevail. I declare, I prophesy right now. I prophesy. And the Lord will say that this city is mine and these people are mine. And I've called myself a people to stand up and be ready and go and take the city on my behalf. I will go before you. I will be your banner. I will defend you. I will protect you. I will keep you. I will give you victory. I will make you the overcomer. You will see with your own eyes as I come and move and bring revival in the city. Yes, the strongholds of the enemy are being torn down. Even now they're being torn down. Brick by brick they're coming down and demons are falling and they are fleeing because I am your Lord and I've got a plan and I have compassion for this city. I am God and this city will prevail in my kingdom. Hallelujah. Sabarabashande kisiri vishindi. Hebarabashande kisindi. We bless you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. So, I just want to challenge you with this morning. The time has come for you and I to set the city on fire. Not with matches and pretzel bombs, but with prayers, with binding and loosing, with casting and tying down and taking captive. That's what God has called us to do. And you are soldiers in God's army. Every single one of you, you are victorious in your own life, in your family, and in the city. And wherever you go, might not be this city. Joshua works in Sandton, or no longer Sandton, Midrand. Okay? Even there, wherever you go, remember you're the light. The time of darkness is fast coming to an end. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.